Wild turkeys are ground nesting birds which thrive better during dry years. Jason Isabel is a resource scientist with the Missouri Department of Conservation. He says the drought and hot weather from the past two summers have sparked a sharp rise in the state's turkey population.
Yeah, this year's hatch was actually 42% above the previous five-year average and 21% above the previous 10-year average, and it was identical to last year.
Isabel says, though, that last year's improved turkey hatch varied by region, while this year it was more evenly distributed throughout Missouri.
Actually, our highest production during the 2012 was down in the eastern part of the Ozarks. But other than down in extreme southeastern Missouri, we tended to see a pretty uniform hatch throughout much of the state.
And Isabel says this year's abundant hatches have translated to a good year for turkey hunters in Missouri.
Well, our fall turkey season this year, our fall firearm season, harvest this year was up 20% from what it was last year, and permit sales were up 9%. And that's certainly good news for anybody looking ahead to the spring season as well. There should be a larger group of two-year-old adult gobblers out there than we've had in quite a few years, so that's certainly encouraging.
Another ground nesting bird in Missouri benefited from the drought. The bobwhite quail's numbers took a big hit when record rainfall drenched the state in 2008, but they've improved since. Max Alliger is the Department of Conservation's grassland bird coordinator. He says heavy rainfall at the wrong time of year can be detrimental to population numbers.
In one respect, the dry conditions that we had going back into the winter of 2011 and through the growing season of 2012 made nesting more successful in some parts of the state.
But while the hot, dry weather made for ideal nesting conditions, Alliger says it also limited the bobwhite quail's food supply.
The dry conditions probably led to fewer insects being produced and probably led to production of fewer seeds and grains, which are needed by quail as a food source this time of year. So it was a mixed bag.
2012 was a good year for Missouri's honeybees, although in their case, they did well in spite of the drought. John Timmons heads the Missouri State Beekeepers Association. He says the early spring played a role in increased honey production this year.
And then a good pattern of and a good balance of dry periods and wet periods. The floral sources had a lot of opportunity to produce lots of nectar, and as a result, the bees make lots of honey.
Timmons says the drought resulted in bees' floral sources shutting down, but in the end, it didn't matter because most of the honey produced in Missouri this year had already been produced.
They picked back up again in most areas of Missouri. The floral sources, we got some rain, the floral sources began to blossom, we had plenty of nectar. And as a result, the bees started producing lots of honey.
That, in turn, led to a good fall harvest of honey, which Timmons says has its own distinct flavor due to different floral sources. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.